Now, are you the kind of person who saves up those reusable plastic or material bags that supermarkets sell and always bring a bunch of them with you every time you go grocery shopping? Well, you probably think you're doing something good for the environment, and you are, actually, but it might be having an adverse effect on you, or your waistline, to be exact, as researchers from Harvard Business School and NYU's School of Business have discovered. And one of those researchers is Uma R. Carmarker, an assistant professor of marketing. Uma, you're very welcome to the programme. First of all, Uma, before you tell us about what your research actually discovered, explain to us briefly how you guys actually compiled your data. I mean, you know, like, there are so many variables to someone doing their grocery shopping. Did you have to spend a couple of years sitting in a supermarket observing people who use reusable bags?
Well, we fortunately didn't have to spend those years in the supermarket. We were fortunate that we had access to loyalty card data from a single store. And so we could actually look at how people spent their money, or how people with loyalty cards spent their money over a couple of years. So we got it all in one shot, as opposed to having to sit there for those years and check out what people were doing.
Okay, well, when it comes to the things that we do to help the environment, bringing reusable bags to the supermarket is quite difficult to remember to do for a lot of people. So how many of us end up getting out of the car and say, damn, I forgot those bloody reusable bags again?
My guess is a lot of us end up forgetting them. So the data that we have in our stores varies quite a bit for any particular date. But in the last couple of years, it's something around the order of about 30% of people have remembered to bring the bag on the last occasion. But that doesn't necessarily mean that those same people will remember to on the next occasion. So at any time, about 30% of us, maybe a little bit more these days, maybe 35 or 40 are remembering.
Okay, well then you had all this data showing what reusable bag users like to spend their grocery money on. I'd imagine that they, clearly being environmentally aware, would also display that in their purchases, would they?
Yeah, so we actually did what's hopefully a clever thing. So certainly people who bring their own bags are much more likely to buy organic purchases, for example, in general. Mm-hmm. We looked at the same households when they did and did not bring their bags. So our question was really, does the days when you do bring your bags, does remembering to have done that, or does the actual act of bringing your bags change your purchases on those days compared to the days that you don't?
Wow. So let's just take a look then and maybe make a conclusion here. That one green behavior might provide a gentle nudge into another one. If that's one of the conclusions, there is a flip side, isn't there? You discovered that these people were also more likely to buy junk food.
That's right. So on the days that people brought their bags, people seemed to be more likely to add cookies or ice cream or snack chips into their carts as well.
So did your research allow you to pinpoint that, say, if someone who normally brings a bag doesn't bring a bag that particular day, do they shop differently? Is that what you're saying? I mean, like, is the important factor the actual bringing of the bag, if you like, rather than having the intention to?
That's exactly correct. It seems to be, so we actually can't tell people's intentions because, again, this is data that we got where we know whether or not they brought their bags, but we don't see what they, you know, whether they had that oh no moment in the parking lot.
Yeah.
However, it does seem to be that bringing their bags is what causes these two effects. One, they seem to buy more organic foods, and as in addition, they seem to buy more indulgent ones. We also ran some experiments to see if we could just have people imagine bringing their bags. And we see that even if we just tell people to imagine bringing their bags, they're actually more likely to list that they would buy cookies or ice cream.
Right, okay. In other words, they have the intention before they left the house. Okay, so let's take a look at this then. Would it be fair to say that where you did your research is it impacts on the results of that research? In other words, like, for instance, that if you were in the heartland or if you were in the east coast of America, you might get very different results.
It's entirely possible. We should say that there weren't any policies or restrictions on bringing the bags. So it wasn't as if the store required it. You could assume that maybe since our data is from California, that's a possibility. Again, we ran this in experiments as well, where we asked people to imagine these things, and those people came from all over the U.S. One difference might be whether the people that you're thinking about come from a country where bringing your bags is already mandatory,
right,
or expected or required, or even if it's just common. Because once these types of actions become more common, they're less likely to create these nudges and influences because they're now habits. So it's not as special to have brought your bags, and you're doing it all the time anyway. You have fewer of those days where you forget, which means on the days that you remember, yeah, it's no longer sending as much.
Right, exactly. But one of the conclusions that we can definitely look at here here is the fact that if people do something good, they then, what, allow themselves to do something bad, if you like? I mean, like, the kind of behaviour is evident in consumers all over. Like, when they do something good, then they counteract that with something, well, I'll just call it for the moment, bad.
Yeah, it doesn't always have to be bad, but certainly indulgent. So sometimes people do this consciously, right? I know I ran 5 miles today, so I'm going to have a steak for dinner.
Exactly.
Well, the interesting thing that what we find is that it isn't so much of a trade-off. It's not as if people are telling us, oh, well, I brought a bag and therefore I deserve a cookie. I mean, in a sense, a cookie doesn't speak to environmentalism anyway. It seems to be almost a subconscious or maybe even an unconscious behavior on their part that when they do this good thing, they then seem just more leaning towards giving themselves a treat in some domain. And the domain that we measured is whether you buy a cookie.
Right, okay. So can retailers use this knowledge that you've got there to your, and like you hand it to them in terms of all sorts of surveys they might do, and they can use it to their benefit, to their advantage?
I think there's always an angle on knowing that these types of things have an effect.
Yeah.
I think that one of the most important things is actually on the side of the consumer and just being aware that, you know, changes to your routine do have an impact on what you do later. For example, if you wanted to make an indulgence into something that was, quote, not bad, you could imagine that an indulgence might be spending an extra 5 minutes in the sunshine or hitting the snooze button one more time. So if you have done a lot of good things that day, maybe you can consciously treat yourself to an indulgence that doesn't have to be bad but is actually good. So I think there's a lot of positive potential for the people who are making the decisions themselves.
Right, indeed. And then finally, what about, like, you know, for consumers themselves? I'm sure you're not going to suggest that they stop bringing reusable bags to the shops.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay, so what would you have them do? Just be kind of, what, aware of the choices, maybe?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, it's not necessarily... So first of all, bringing your bags is a fantastic thing. And secondly, it doesn't have to be a bad one. There's not necessarily a bad thing to treating yourself. And it also, our research shows that you don't just throw away everything else you're thinking about. People don't magically do terrible things because they brought their own bags. It just makes you a little bit more likely to treat yourself, which may not be a bad thing, particularly if you've had a tough day. And it does indeed increase your likelihood that you're going to look at environmental options, which seems to be a good thing, again, for yourself and for the environment.
So do the right thing and don't feel guilty about treating yourself. Umar Carmarker, thanks a million, Umar, for talking to us on the programme today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.